for the obstetrician last week, and they even, that's the thing, that they're offering you things that, not that she's pushing, but she was like, you know, because you like over 40, we can do an induction at week 40, right? When you can, and then she wasn't pushing, but she's offering you an option to do so because you're over 40. And I'm like, yeah, we'll see. I would rather wait for the baby to decide, unless, of course, you know, there are some circumstances, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, but just the fact that they're offering this to moms who are over 40, and I'm like, why? If everything was going smooth, why are you even, you know, offering that option?
Welcome to Imperfect Parenting. I'm Ariel Green Anderson.
My name is Mats Anderson.
We're bringing you raw, real, and unfiltered stories from around the world.
Are you an IP parent?
Hey, it's Ariel Green Anderson, coaching, author, imperfect mom person. We're talking today with Yana. She's been on the podcast before talking about family stuff, about downsizing into a caravan. Those podcast episodes will be down in the description if that's interesting for you. Today is I'm sharing a conversation that I actually recorded over 2 years ago, and I'm working on a documentary for you. I'm very excited to echo out that inspiration of other people's stories, their journey, reminding you that you're not alone, that your version is absolutely unique and there's some aspects that are similar, that it all comes down to you and keeping integrity to yourself for you to feel safe and be creating the ultimate creation or creating in your life, business, world in the way that makes sense for you. Now I've edited this down and maybe there will be extended bits in the documentary, but for now I want you to just dive right in to the pieces where we're talking about some of the things that we did together to help her journey as I worked with her, as well as, you know, her own pieces of how it was different from before, because she had one child before and there was a gap between about 6 years between. So was that right? 6 years? Might have been longer. My brain is just fizzing out here. I also want to say that next week we are meeting for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, March 11th, 12th, and 13th on Zoom. There's a link down below if you'd like to join. It's all about elevating and renewing you and giving you energy to do what you're meant to do, whether that's having a baby or something else. It's just to nourish you as I can. The sun's coming out. It's spring here. And that's when I echo out that energy for you in this unique moment. All right. I love you very much. And we're going to jump into Yana's story right now. So, okay. So 6 years since your last pregnancy, and there's been a lot happening between, of course. And does it feel different? I'm just curious because now you're considered to be an older pregnancy.
I know.
But it
know.
Still seems like it was a good pregnancy, wasn't it? I mean, aside from the middle part, which was traumatic.
Yeah.
How was were you treated differently? Did it feel differently for you just in your experience?
I think it was a bit weird in terms of the care that they provided here, because I don't know, I felt somehow more free when we were in Sydney, because I was just seeing a midwife. I was part of the community program there, and somehow I felt it was less visits. But maybe it was the same, but I just, because it's 6 years, I don't really remember that well. So here I've been seeing, I'm only going through the public system. We haven't decided to go through private because, yeah, we just did the public first time and, you know, the system here is quite good, I think. So
yeah.
We didn't need to go through private. Plus we are more into, you know, less interventions and, we don't really need to, we'll see what happens, but that's the plan, that because Tom was born really nice and quickly, mostly, most of the part was happening at home, so we were quite happy to do that. So hoping for the same now, because the hospital is 10 minutes away from us, which is, you know, then you can stay at home quite late and then sort of drive there. if you have time. I have 4 friends around me who gave birth to their second child at home, unplanned. So we'll see. But I think it's Yeah, I've been seeing, the obstetrician, midwife once or twice, I think. I wanted to be part of the community program again, and they offer home birth as well. But because my placenta was laying low, I couldn't be part of the program. But then the placenta luckily moved, but it was already sort of late to become part of that. So that's okay. We'll see what happens. I think definitely the beginning of the pregnancy was very different to my first with Tom, because I wasn't sick, nauseous or anything. I was just tired, but nothing crazy. But with this pregnancy for like 2 months, I felt really off. I couldn't do anything. Lucky me that I wasn't going to work. I was sort of doing things from home, but otherwise it would be really unpleasant going to work in that stage, because it was just, yeah. So that's something that I didn't have with Tom, and with Tom I was working all pregnancy until, yeah, pretty much 3 weeks before he was born I finished. So now I'm working from home because we started our little business, and I was a bit busy, and I'm like, the obstetrician was asking me, so when do you finish your work? I'm like, well, I'm working from home, so I'm not really finishing at all. So, yeah, but it's okay. And, so the last bit of the pregnancy is still good. I don't have really issues with Tom. I had carpal tunnel issues with my hand, and it was horrible for the last 2 months, at least a month or 2 months before he was born. I couldn't really feel my arm in the night. So my
right arm
was all curling up, and it was horrible. As soon as he was born, it was gone. So he was probably pushing on some points.
Funny.
So there was something that I remember quite well, because then giving the birth, it's sort of quick, but with the arm, it took, every night. Oh, anyway, so that's not happening now, which I'm happy for.
Yay.
Otherwise, yeah, it feels... Definitely this pregnancy was more, especially at the beginning, I was more worried, if I will be able to carry the baby a bit further after the miscarriages before that. So I tried not to think about it too much, but it still was there, which wasn't with the first pregnancy, because our first pregnancy was really like easy, quick. We decided to have a baby. Yeah, here he is. So... Then when we tried for the second child and I was going through the miscarriages, there was a bit of a surprise, because it's like, oh, so it's not as, easy as we thought. So, that's probably the only difference. There was more worries about losing the baby at the early stages.
When did it shift for you, Yana? Was it, was it after the 3 month marker, or was it after, the time when you had lost in the past?
It was definitely because my longest pregnancy before the miscarriages was like 8 weeks. So I think it was definitely after that time, maybe after 3 months, I felt a little bit more relaxed. But it's still, because more, with Tom, I was really sort of untouched. I didn't really listen to any stories or anything. But now I'm more aware of things that can happen, and I'm trying not to think about it too much. But it's, pretty much throughout the whole pregnancy that something can happen. So I'm like, oh, just, let it go.
Yeah.
But they're like, the worries are definitely taking over more than before. And also, yeah, the age, as you said, like I'm now 41. And because of it, you go to, the hospital, because of your age, da da da, something. Everything is because of your age. And I'm like, okay.
Stop.
Stop it. Because honestly, there is one thing is the age, but the other thing is also the way you live, how you eat and everything. Because when I go to the antenatal clinic and sometimes I see other moms, I wonder how old they are, because some of them are quite big, and it seems like not because, of course, the pregnancy, someone really gained on weight, like a lot, but there were some moms, I'm like, this is not the pregnancy, So
yeah.
You can tell that everyone has a different lifestyle. And then I think it's really important to sort of point it out as well when, having a baby, it's not just because you're 40 something, it means that, your body doesn't function. You can be 30 and, have unhealthy lifestyle, and then,
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but other than that, like sometimes, yeah, because I think there's the thing, the system, that's something that really, I don't think it helps moms to relax as well, because it's like, because, you're over 40, then we do this. And then,
so stressful.
Luckily, like, I don't really mind much. It's just always like, it's fine, just let it go. But when, I saw the obstetrician last week, and they even, there's the thing that they're offering you things that, not that she's pushing, but she was like, you know, because you like over 40, we can do an induction at week 40, right? When you can, and then she wasn't pushing, but she's offering you an option to do so because you're over 40. And I'm like, yeah, we'll see. I would rather wait for the baby to decide, unless, of course, you know, there are some circumstances, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, but just the fact that they're offering this to moms who are over 40, and I'm like, why? If everything was going smooth, why are you even, you know, offering that option? It's just...
Next, Yana and I talk about what really made the difference. And here, we've talked about this in the past, I think, either on YouTube and maybe here on the podcast. I'll put those links down below, about defocusing, meaning taking your focus off of, you know, where you're headed to. Sometimes that over-focus can really stand in the way of what you're ultimately going for. And so we talk a little bit more about this.
So for me, it was really important to have someone on a regular basis trying to sort of, you know, help me to go through those intense times when you're unsure if you're going to carry the baby, or, you know, like, sort of the miscarriages is there, even though if you don't want to think about it, but it's just there, because if that happened previously, you know, it's really hard to not think about it, although it's easier said than done. It's like, oh, just don't worry about it. Blah. You know what it is, it's hard. So if it's someone, maybe even like you, for me, it was great because you were outside of my circle of friends here who are great support, but everyone has different experience, and you sort of, you know, even though they try to help, it's not necessarily the help you might need. And for me, it was really important to have those regular meetings, as I said before, with you. Sort of, you know, I needed to sit here. If it was kind of a mess in my head, I know that I need to be sitting here at the certain time and something is in order. And for me, it was really important during the madness in my head. So that would be something I would recommend, even, you know, like, it can be your friend, maybe, if someone is sort of able to sort of coach you this way. But otherwise, you know, if you want to talk about something that you don't want to talk about with friends, because sometimes, you know, it might be still, you feel like you're saying the same thing over, and you don't really, the friends want to help. Like, they are there for you to sort of talk about it, but they don't necessarily give you the sort of advice, because what do you say? I probably wouldn't be able to do that as well with my friend. I could sort of talk about my experience, but I probably wouldn't be able to really put her. Hi, Mads. Yeah, I just wouldn't be able to really probably help the way you helped me. So that would be something I would definitely recommend to someone, to sort of have more clarity and really focus on things and not too much in the spiral of your thoughts, because then it really puts you down. Well, at least for me, that was my experience. Like, without you, I think I would be more sort of wondering, you know, on my own what to do and how to do it. And yeah, so you definitely put it like, helped me to have a straight path. And yeah, I could achieve things that I needed to, because otherwise the business wouldn't be where it is now as well. So so it was both. It was the business part, because it's really fresh and new to me. I've never done anything like that. And then the pregnancy path as well, because it was sort of hand in hand coming together. So that would be something I would highly recommend to someone trying to get pregnant or going through the early stages of the pregnancy and being worried. So that could probably help. And of course, the circle of friends is super important, you know, someone who can give you a hug, the physical one, which is great. And I know that if you would be, you know, closer, I will be hugging you all the time.
For sure.
Yeah. So during those times, I was so happy to have you sort of on hand, even though you're on the other side of the world. And I wasn't sure at the beginning if it would work, because I know you personally and we always met face to face. And yeah, so it works. I'm really pleased that it was really great support, even, you know, in online world. So I really thank you a lot.
Well, we're going to wrap up there. I'm so honored and thankful for you, Yana, and you telling, you know, even the hard bits of your story. There are a few more tidbits which I'm going to save in my pocket for the documentary. We may even do an uncut version where you're getting all the bits and bobs of the things that we talk about as well for when we're talking about doing podcasting, you know, how it all works behind the scenes, which there was a good chunk of that in here. But the main point of wanting to share this is reminding you that you're not alone. Whether you've miscarried or you not, you haven't. There's that loss that stands in the room, that sits with you, that hangs on your shoulders. And sometimes you do get tired of talking about it with other people. And I just want you to know that, you know, there are many stories out there, yours included, that are so unique, beautiful, painful, dark, and full of light. And thank you, Yana, for passing this forward, paying it forward, by talking about, you know, the realities of the path. And I want to also tell you that now I have actually met up with them. I flew and saw them, and her daughter is spunky and beautiful and, you know, walking around and full of life. And that can be you. You know, I think that this path is always not 100% certain at any age. Yet to be treated differently every time without looking at any of the information about you is, for me, a bit insulting, but it's just the way that the system is set up. It's the way society is set up here. I can't speak for every part of the world, though I do hope over time to collect as many stories from around the world as possible. We have one coming up also from Africa and from the other part of the United States. This was Yana, who, she is Czech. She was living in Australia at the time. She's now back in Czech Republic. And, you know, happily has her beautiful family with ups and downs and imperfections like the best of us, right? That is life, is that continued learning and growth and possibility. And I have no doubt there will be another day where we get to hear more of her story as it unfolds. I will put the links down for all the different moments that we have been with Yana, and she has expressed herself and opened her doors to her inner world for all of us. And some of that is reflected in this podcast and some on some of the previous ones that are more parenting oriented, but some of them are also around what we spoke about today. So depending on how brave or where you are in your own journey and what's comfortable, you can definitely check those things down below. As well, if it's interesting for you, I am going to be meeting with you and anyone else who decides to show up for a 3-day workshop on what you're meant for and grounding and gathering energy, looking within for your clarity, gathering, connecting, and, you know, elevating and energizing your path, whatever that looks like right now, you know, your fertile life. And that's my mission in life, is to have you as a person, as a woman, have your life be what you vision it to be and more, meaning there's more than even we can always know that the universe, God, goddess, whatever you believe in, has in store, you have in store for yourself. Your soul knows what is in store for you. So check that out down in the description as well. If that's interesting, great. If you want to just come for the meditation and the grounding part, great. If you want more, great. Whatever it is that suits you, serves you, that is the point. I just love meeting with you when that possibility comes. And that's it. That's the main point, is meeting. And if we want to do more, great. I'm going to actually just roll with it. I'm going to create things over the weekend. Not sure if I'll throw something your way or not. We'll see about how it feels for me, for you, and the moment. on the 11th, 12th, and the 13th in the morning Pacific time. All right. I wish you a beautifully imperfect day. Thank you to my husband who has been diligently working on this podcast, for Yana for her patience in us getting it out years later, and the documentary, which is still growing and unfolding. I am really, really looking forward to sharing as things come together. You mean the world to me, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for being here, for you, for me, for this community. Your energy matters. Your path matters. All right.
Hey, if you made it this far in the podcast, fantastic. Thank you. I hope the journey was interesting for you today, whether it was me or the conversation I had with somebody somewhere in the world. You being here makes all the difference, because what you take in, you echo out to others, and that is meaningful. Definitely jump down in the description and check out what we've got going on down there, and keep your eyes open for the new things and new conversations that are just around the corner. I'm Coach Ariel Anderson, and I wish you a beautifully imperfect day.